The sword of the spirit is about to speak, the double-edged sword that cuts both ways. It's a two-edged sword. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 27, it's a twofold message. Some are going to be encouraged and the other half are going to be sharply rebuked. God has selected. The word selected means for his purpose. God has selected the foolish things of the world. Let me say that real slow. God has selected for his purpose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. What do you mean by shame the wise? When God shames the wise and the intelligent people, he is revealing their ignorance, and that's where their shame comes from. He exposes the ignorance of wise and intelligent men and women. And God has selected for his purpose the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong and mighty. So he exposes and puts shame on those people who consider themselves to be strong and to be mighty. And he reveals their frailty, how frail they really are. Isn't that something? Only God can do that. He reveals how frail they really are. Isn't that something? God doesn't require brilliance or power to become a believer. You don't have to be a brilliant person to believe in God. You don't have to have a whole lot of human power to believe in God. God doesn't care about how brilliant you are. God doesn't care about how intelligent you are. God doesn't care about your academic background. He don't care about how many degrees you got. You got a master's degree and you don't have a job. You got a bachelor's degree and an AA degree and you still living at home with your mama. You got a doctor's degree and you're in debt. So you're good for nothing. So God doesn't care about the critic. A lot of people are low-key critics. They say that they're going to give you constructive criticism, but it's really low-key, underhanded, underminded criticism. God chose what the world thinks is unimportant and what the world looks down on to destroy what the world thinks is important. See, God will destroy what the world thinks is important, and he will put to shame what the world thinks is unimportant. Isn't that something? This encourages true believers to rely on God, that nothing that God has called someone to do will be impossible for them if they do so. This is what Paul confirmed, that God does indeed choose foolish and weak people, as defined by human terms, to come to him through faith in Christ. The reason why God does this is because he wants to shame those who consider themselves too wise or too strong to believe in such a thing. Those who are the true believers who are listening under the sound of my voice, the true believers, the chosen few, continue on the right course with God. And just know, when you run across or come across a critic, when you run across and come across someone who points the finger at you, someone who throws doubt in God's vision in your life, they put doubt on you in hopes that you will perceive their doubt. They try to insert doubt into what God is doing in your life. Just know, at the moment that someone doubts what God is doing in your life, know for a fact that God is about to use you to put that person, to put that individual, to put those people to shame. They will be shocked and amazed. God will put them to shame. This is the kind of message that you share with all of your enemies. Share it with a smile. Let them hear it. Let them listen to it. They're going to be at shame when they hear it under the sound of my voice. I declare shame upon those who speak doubt in the things of God concerning the people of God. I declare shame. Shame will cover you. Shame will be on your face. Shame will be in your voice. And you won't be able to face those people that you've been trying to insert your doubt upon. Don't mess with nobody that really walk with God. The best thing you can do is just leave us alone.